Welcome back.
Probably one of my biggest aha moments in my postdoc at Stanford, where I was researching how the brain changes after mindfulness, was not the knowledge I got from reading brain scans. It was going to a meditation teacher up in the hills near the Stanford campus. It was there that I got the experiential understanding, not just the intellectual one, that thoughts are images or language that pass through the mind, and that they're not necessarily who I am. That some thoughts are true and helpful, and some are really not. And I could really sense that if I could notice a thought, I must not be that thought. And so now let's do an exercise related to this. So go ahead and allow yourself to get comfortable. Close your eyes. Breathing in deeply. Breathing out slowly. And what is a thought that troubles you that you think about often? Maybe it's, I'm not doing a good enough job at work, or maybe I'll even get fired. Or dating sucks, I'm never gonna find someone I really click with. Just think of some negative thought that cycles through your head that you think rather often. Okay, got it? So now for the next 30 seconds, think that thought to yourself, whatever it is, and really get into that line of thinking and believe it. And so it could be, you know, I'm never going to find someone to date, or I might get fired. And just really think that over and over again and believe it for the next 30 seconds. And go ahead. Okay, now we're going to shift a little bit, and I'd like you to put a phrase in front of that thought. The phrase is, I notice I'm having the thought that, and then your thought, like I suck at work, or I'll be single forever, or whatever the thought is for you. Put this phrase in front of it, I notice I'm having the thought that, and then your thought, and say that in your mind over and over for the next 30 seconds. Okay, finished. Now, did you notice a difference between those two times? And if so, what did you notice? Often people notice that the second time the thought had less power over them. Just putting this simple phrase in front of an old, typical, well-worn thought, I notice I'm having the thought that, can give you a little bit of space from your thoughts and some new perspective. So this is a very subtle, simple shift, yet it's actually profound. That gap, that little bit of space between you and your thought is the key to sanity. And so as I said before, if you can notice a thought, then that thought must not be you. And with this practice, you'll notice that thoughts are what you think. They are not who you are. And so maybe the next time you get off a difficult phone call or read a difficult email, practice this. I notice I'm having the thought that. Now we're coming to the end. And so take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. and thank you for joining me today.